Good morning. We reached that special day. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Lots of events go on around our region, cultural events, fundraisers, all sorts of things. I heard something called Berkshire South you were telling me about. Tell our listeners, Alan.
Well, Berkshire South is a magnificent institution in the Berkshires. It's a place where people go to work out and have many social events, and just is one of the best things that has ever been done in the Berkshires. Ed Jaffe, long past, but a great man, and our friend Bob Norris, who helped us with Olinda, have done that also. It really is an unbelievable thing. So tonight, they're raising funds for all of the programs they do with their partners, like Volunteers in Medicine and all the others. And they're doing an untapped and uncorked tasting at Berkshire South, Friday, August 2nd, from 6 to 9. That's tonight. The Shartoks are going to try to get there. They're going to have a photo booth, a wine hall, a silent auction, music by the great Lucky Five. It's going to be terrific. So not only they, but all the other people who are raising money for their organizations deserve an awful lot of credit, because these are the unsung heroes.
Tonight, 6 to 9, Berkshire South. Well, let's talk about some of the headlines in the news today. Here we go again. The U.S. to escalate China trade war with new tariffs, Alan.
Well, that's right. Look, this president conducts his own foreign policy. We know that. And we know that the folks in the economic community, in the fiscal community, do not like this. And it's been reflected in the stock market. The idea that he says these tariffs are going to be paid by China, when in fact they are paid by us. And so it is an unpopular move. It's bluster. It's bravado. It's the kind of thing this guy excels in. And we see him doing it all the time. The consequences can be awful and may well be awful. All I know is that other presidents have had experts around them who become very important. This guy is an unguided missile.
From The Hill this morning, Alan, filmmaker Michael Moore said in a new interview that there is only one candidate up to the challenge to crush President Trump in 2020, and her last name rhymes with Obama. He's talking about Michelle Obama. Everybody watching this right now knows she is a beloved American, and she would go in there and she would beat him.
I have to say, I certainly agree that she would be a phenomenal candidate. Up until now, she has always said, absolutely not, I won't do it, I don't want to be involved in this kind of politics. And yet, you know, she is a person who has a tremendous appeal to so many Americans. I think she would win.
You think there's any chance she would put her toe into that?
Well, you know, when you've listened to her the last time out, she came out of basic political seclusion, and she was quite vociferous in her objections to Trump. We know that. And there comes a point at which people go to war. They don't want to go, they go, because it's needed, because they have to do it. There are those people who think if this president gets another term, which looks very possible, this country might never recover from it. And so put that way to Michelle Obama, maybe she would.
Meanwhile, the president out on the stump in Cincinnati at a rally, he revved up his supporters by tearing into the Democrats. But the president mostly avoided the racial controversy that has dominated recent weeks as he basked in front of the raucous crowd for nearly 90 minutes. He has faced widespread criticism for not doing more to stop the chance of sending her back. He seemed to want to avoid further furor, urging his supporters ahead of the rally to avoid the chant, largely sticking to his greatest hits performance. He's out on the stump.
Hey, David, we know who this guy is. We know what he is. We know how he's tried to manipulate his base with these racial taunts. They have to be polling. And if he's telling his people not to do it, it means that it's gone too far and people are really angry about it. And there's no question in my mind that that is true. So, you know, their polling, it has to be done among the people who will decide this election in the key states where he won the last time, among, for example, suburban housewives who know the difference between right and wrong. So my best bet is that what's happening is that he's pulling in on this one because he knows that it's a loser among certain groups who are key to his reelection.
Major headline in the Washington Post this morning, thousands of U.S. troops could leave Afghanistan under a Taliban deal. The agreement being negotiated could cut American troops in the country from roughly 14,000 to between 8,000 and 9,000, officials say. The Taliban would agree to cease fire and renounce al-Qaeda.
Well, talk is cheap. We all know that. We know that in the past, when these forces, Islamic forces, the people of Afghanistan have suffered greatly when groups like the Taliban have taken over in terms of their dress, in terms of what they're allowed to do. We have seen so many films and other things that depict how horrible it is. You know, we have no business being in Afghanistan. We are going it alone in so many ways. It needs to be done, and yet the consequences could be great.
Speaking of consequences, great consequences, the U.S. from the Associated Press this morning, Alan, has recorded nearly 20 mass killings so far this year.
David, of all the things other than climate change that we are facing, there is a culture now of guns in this country and really insane people who get a hold of them. If it was a group of despicable people who were coming after the United States in any kind of organized way, but it's not. What it is unbalanced people get their hands on an AK-47 or something like it and who kill. Nobody is safe. Any place that has a large group of people, we've seen it again and again, and until we deal with guns, we're never going to get anywhere here.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll, of course, be right back here Monday morning.
That's right, and I want to remind everybody about Berkshire South tonight.
6 to 9. Be there if you can.